Now, we've got someone here who's actually seen this tour.
Well,
it's been travelling around the world, Spider.
Okay.
This is towards the end of the tour.
Okay.
The Joshua Tree album.
Okay. Like a child, you've got to explain
because they've only just landed in Australia yesterday and they're playing tonight.
I know, I get it. Okay. I get what you mean.
I see your logic, but also it's a very simple explanation. Cassie, you went over to New Zealand a few days ago and saw it. How was it? Was it all it's cracked up to be?
It absolutely is. It is just one of the biggest shows I've ever seen, and being based in Melbourne, I've seen a lot of shows.
Okay, now 360 was the last one I saw, the only U2 show I saw, and it was the stage spectacular. You know what I mean? Like on stage, it was just insane. The question I have for you, hun, I took my sister to that. She was that overwhelmed. She had her head in her lap the whole time. She couldn't watch. She thought she was going to faint. She has bought a ticket to see it again because she missed the last show she was at. Is there a chance this is going to happen again?
Oh, I don't want to ruin it for your sister, but this show is really overwhelming. They're always going to have a really big show. They've really changed it when it comes to sets, like not just for the band, but in terms of industry standards. It's the biggest LED video screen that's ever been used in a live show. I've seen tears within the first three songs that I saw this tour, so I have a feeling your sister's going to end up on the blub again.
All right, paper bag. I'll tell her to paper bag.
Just get her to sit at home and put a blindfold on and listen to the album.
Well, that's it. I was going to ask you that. Cassie, as you say, you went all the way to New Zealand to see it. All they're doing is playing an album, but, like...
You don't get it, do you?
I don't know.
You don't get it.
They're definitely not just playing the album. And before I saw it on Friday in Auckland, I was thinking it's just going to be a straight up the Joshua Tree from start to finish, and then they'll come back for some of the hits. It's not that at all. So if you aren't familiar with the Joshua Tree, which I highly recommend getting familiar with that record, it's okay because they actually have so many classics throughout the whole set. And it's as if they kind of change bands. They come back for a second half, and I don't want to spoil it for anyone out there, but it's pretty full on. I'm still in shock and can't wait to see the show again.
I've got goosebumps now. It'll be goosebump inducing, I'm sure. But how do they enter? Because last time it was David Bowie's Ground Control to Major Tom. Do they enter with a different song? Do they show you backstage like they did with the last tour?
Yeah, look, their songs before they come out and play, they're always great. And I think in the past they've had a few hip-hop supports, which haven't been too fun for us rock lovers. But this time they've actually brought out Noel Gallagher as the support. And then the songs before they come out and play are really fun. There's a couple of hip-hop in there. I don't know why they love all this pop stuff. But anyway, there is some rock bangers. And there is a bit of a nod to INXS, which obviously US U2 were really close with.
Yeah. Mm. Any political statements that Bono's famous for? He stops down a lot, or does he? Do you think maybe he will acknowledge the fires?
I'm sure he will. I mean, the band have really built their brand on their political messages, and of course there is a lot of that, but not too much. So it's not flooded with political messages, but there's definitely a beautiful tribute to a lost friend of theirs from New Zealand. There's also a great tribute to some incredibly powerful women towards the end, and cool. Look, I'm sure that they won't be able to ignore the fact that these horrible fires are really affecting Australia right now.
Well, you can see Cassie's full review at triplem.com.au, and of course, last minute tickets, win them today, only here on the Goldies 92.5 Triple M. Good on you, Cassie!
Thanks, guys!